This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you want a vivid picture of the agony of God's love as he relates to his rebellious people, then read Hosea 11. The focus of the agony of God's love is amplified in 4 points: love demonstrated, love rejected, love agonizing, love triumphant. God showed his love for his people from their earliest beginnings. He loved them through their rebellious adolescence. He taught them to walk, taking them by the arm, healed them when they were injured, and led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. He freed them from bondage and fed them. Faithfully, he demonstrated his love. But they turned to other gods and refused to repent, determined to reject his love. Then you have a description of the agony of God's love as he is torn between judging sin and rebellion while wanting to embrace and restore the rebellious child. Passionately he declares, "My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate, for I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come in wrath." Agony finally results in triumph. Love triumphant is seen in God's people following the Lord. It says that God will roar like a lion, and his people will come to him trembling. Trembling like birds and doves, they will come from the places of their rebellion and settle in their homes. If you have rebelliously turned from God to go your own way, I'm here to tell you that God loves you. In agony of heart, he will pursue you. Why not turn to him and let him embrace you with his love? If you'd like to review these scripts, you can go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.